USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holding a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, as the Senate continues the final question and answer portion of the impeachment trial.
But it's all about their debates. They don't care about the farmer. Everything out here, they love Trump, and you should love Trump with what I've done. So we're going to win the great state of Iowa.
In USA News for Your Health, the CDC says 200 Americans who've returned from the epicenter of the coronavirus in Wuhan, China, are not under quarantine, but they've agreed to remain at March Air Reserve Base in Riverside County, California, for further monitoring. Rear Admiral Dr. Nancy Knight, the director of the CDC's Division of Global Health Protection, telling reporters,
"There were no individuals that responded to the questions indicating that they were high risk. We're reassessing that now."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
It's a fact. Lots of folks will be calling out sick after the Super Bowl. Andy Challenger with the Chicago-based job placement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas tells USA Radio News,
"This year it's estimated that 17.5 million Americans plan to not go to work on Monday."
Dr. Drew Pinsky has been hammering California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff for not tackling the homeless crisis in his district.
"People have been at me to kind of maybe run for office, and I started thinking, geez, I think I live in Schiff's district. Oh my God, he is asleep at the wheel here. Mm-hmm. I should just run against him."
Right.
That's all I said.
Dr. Drew, a guest on Fox and Friends.
"Then somebody from The Hill came a knocking, and so I did an interview with The Hill, and I don't do print because people distort everything you say, but this woman dutifully transcribed everything I said, which I said I'm categorically not running."
Right.
"At which point every other news outlet in the country
picked
up,
running.
He's running." So a fake news, that's how
is
fake news works.
Off the table completely?
For now.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An ABC News reporter suspended after putting out false and unconfirmed information as Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven other people on that helicopter killed when it crashes in California. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
ABC News chief national correspondent Matt Gutman's been suspended by the network after inaccurately reporting on Sunday that all four of Kobe Bryant's children are believed to be on that helicopter with him, all daughters, one of them a newborn. He later corrected the error and apologized, writing on Twitter, "Today I inaccurately reported it was believed that four of Kobe Bryant's children were on board that flight. It's incorrect. I apologize to Kobe's family, friends, and to our viewers." An ABC News representative did not divulge the length of Gutman's suspension. Gutman's been at ABC since 2008. I'm Chris Barnes.
The latest now on Russian airstrikes in Syria. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Syria Civil Defense, also known as the White Helmets, said the attacks in Idlib's Araya district injured 50 others. The hospital is no longer operational following the strike, which Turkish officials say broke ceasefire rules that designate Idlib province a safe de-escalation zone. The White Helmets said 11 innocent civilians, including children, were retrieved from the rubble after midnight, and 50 people were rescued alive. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.